Burundi expels WHO official after he discouraged political rallies. By Gabrielle Reyes on May 15, 2020. Burundi expelled the top World Health Organization, WHO, official in the nation on Friday, ordering him to leave after he objected to packed political rallies held for an upcoming presidential election amid the coronavirus pandemic, the Associated Press, AP, reported. Burundi's Ministry of Foreign Affairs sent a letter to Walter Kazadi Mulumbo, Burundi's WHO representative, ordering him to leave the country by May 15. Three additional WHO officials have also been dismissed according to the letter, which fails to provide an explanation for the ejections. The AP says that, when contacted by phone and asked about the expulsion, Burundi Foreign Minister Ezekiel Nibigira hung up on the news agency. Last month, photos of crowded political rallies, in which thousands of people gathered, circulated on Burundi social media as the country geared up for next week's presidential election on May 20. Burundi's current president, Pierre Nkurunziza, was pictured in attendance at some of the gatherings. The photos were seen by WHO Africa Regional Director Machida Somoeti, who, according to the AP, voiced concern about the assemblies to the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Africa CDC. Regional health authorities have criticized Burundi for going forward with its planned general election despite the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, allowing citizens to gather by the masses at crowded political rallies, Kenyan newspaper The Daily Nation reported. The gatherings defy official WHO health advice against people congregating in large numbers, which it says increases the odds of virus transmission. President Nkurunziza, currently in his third term, plans to step down after the election next week. The ruling party, CNDD-FDD, has put forth as its candidate Evariste Ndayishimiye, the party's secretary-general, The New Humanitarian reported. Critics say nearly all of the national government's attention has been focused on Burundi's upcoming election, according to the report. Very little effort has been made by authorities to address the coronavirus pandemic or to prevent its spread in the country. As of Wednesday, Burundi had recorded 27 cases of the Chinese coronavirus, according to the AP's report. Some domestic critics say they believe more infections exist than are documented, citing the general lack of a coronavirus response by authorities. The authorities are so busy with the election campaign, they do almost nothing to coordinate the fight against the expansion of COVID-19. Chinese coronavirus, a Burundi nurse told The New Humanitarian of the lead-up to the election. The national government has also been accused of downplaying the country's coronavirus outbreak. The government has told the public to proceed as normal in their daily routines, assuring citizens that the virus would not affect Burundi like it has other countries because the nation has put God first. Last year, the government forced the closure of the UN Human Rights Office stationed in Burundi, following repeated allegations from the UN that Burundi's ruling party was guilty of human rights abuses.